Here is the Free Thought Almanac for July 22nd. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, July 22nd, 1822, that Moravian monk and amateur botanist Gregor Johann Mendel was born in Heinzendorf, now Hinschisse, a tiny village in Austrian Silesia, which was then under Habsburg rule. A peasant with a passion for learning, owing to the poverty of his family, Mendel noviced at the Abbey of St. Thomas at what is now Brno, Czech Republic, in 1843, and was ordained in 1847. He entered the Augustinian monastery in Brno, which allowed Mendel to study mathematics and science at the University of Vienna. He taught for several years, but eventually gave that up to become abbot of his monastery. It was in the monastic garden that Mendel made the first experiments in cross-breeding pea plants, combining botany with his mathematical knowledge to produce predictions about dominant and recessive traits. He published the founding theories of genetics before genes were ever discovered, and his researches would have jump-started the science of genetics had not his 1866 paper Experiments in Plant Hybridization passed into oblivion because it was published only in the backwater of Brno and had no champion like Darwin his Huxley. Difficulty in getting his theory noticed was due also to a lack of mathematical literacy in the field of botany. Mendel's theories were rediscovered, posthumously, in 1900 by Hugo de Vries in Holland, Karl Korens in Germany, and Erich Tschermak von Sesenig in Austria. And by courtesy, his name is given to Mendel's Laws of Inheritance. Popular writers, such as the website St. Francis Online, say freethinkers forget to mention among scientists Christians whose faith supported them in their scientific endeavors, like Blaise Pascal, Louis Pasteur, and Gregor Mendel. This is a truly bizarre criticism. Pascal was seriously ill all of his life, and the work on which we judge his religious beliefs was published only after his death, with modifications to make him appear orthodox. Pasteur was a rationalist all his life. As for Gregor Mendel, this so-called devoted monk and great Catholic scientist is not even claimed by the Catholic Encyclopedia. His biographer, Hugo Iltis, was a relative, and in the German original of his 1924 Life of Mendel, he gives evidence that Mendel was seriously anti-Christian in his youth and remained skeptical all his life. Mendel wrote an aggressively rationalist poem speaking of the gloomy powers of superstition which now oppress the world, 2 years before entering the monastery. And how did he end up in a monastery? Iltis shows that Mendel became a monk only to get leisure to study. He shirked his priestly duties whenever he could, and remained a skeptic, that is, a deist. Failing eyesight and his duties as abbot distracted Mendel from his researches, so much the worse for science. Even after he became abbot, however, he read and annotated Darwin's Origin of Species and accepted evolution, something no orthodox Catholic was allowed to do at the time. Mendel's researches supplanted the dominance of Darwin's idea that evolution occurred by random mutation, complementing it with the theory of inheritance of dominant characteristics. It is one of the ironies of science history that Darwin was never aware of Mendel's discoveries, which would have provided a much-needed missing link of support for evolutionary theory. This has been the Freethought Almanac for July 22nd. I'm John Mill.